Hey there, thanks for joining me. This is Jonathan coming at you on behalf of the HF Pod team. On a sad, sad night. It is late at night, early morning on November 19th, and we've gotten the news that Sharon Jones passed away, and I'm pretty upset. Really felt like maybe we ought to do something. We're going to talk a little bit about Sharon and play some music, which is the best way to think about her and to remember. And I hope you'll stick with me for a couple minutes. I was lucky to be turned on to the sounds of Daptone Records and, of course, Sharon Jones early in the century by my buddy Motti. He made a CD for me with some cuts from his record collection. One of the tracks was Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Got a Thing on My Mind. And if you know the song, you know it's infectious. It just gets right into you. It makes you move. It's an outstanding cut. It had this just driving, beaten, funky soul that her voice could cut the iciest of hearts. I got a chance to see them a couple years later, and it was right around the time their second album, Naturally, came out. And the band was super tight on stage. They were agile and just stop and start on a dime. And when she came on stage, man, she burst to life. Singing, dancing, just everybody was just enveloped in her energy. You fell in love with Sharon when she sang. Some of you may know, but others may not. You know, Sharon was nearly 40 before it all came around. She spent a lifetime doing day jobs, one-off singing gigs, and she booked a session as a backup singer. It changed her life completely. She soon started cutting her own records. Her first album came out in 2002. And some Phish fans like myself got to know her sound in those early years, but the rest were introduced to Sharon's mighty force, if you will, at Festival 8, when on Halloween, she, along with some other guests, joined the band for the musical costume Exile on Main Street. She stood out, as is her nature, bringing the soul and power to the stage. In 2013, she was diagnosed with cancer, and she fought it. She fought it hard. She performed on stage, you know, with no hair, wouldn't wear a wig. She's a fighter. She rallied, released another album, but as so often happens, of course, the cancer came back. And yesterday, Sharon passed away. So, she was 60 years old, and we're going to miss her. So, we're going to leave you with some music now. Just going to get right into it. The first thing we have for you to hear is a Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings cut. This is them performing one of my favorite tracks, How Long Do I Have to Wait for You? This is straight off my 7-inch DAP 1020 released in 2004. I bought it at the first show I saw. And then we're going to do what Phish Podcasts do and play some Phish. So we'll go over to back to Festival 8, and we'll play you Shine a Light with Sharon. Also, Sandra Williams on backup vocals, Dave Guy on trumpet, David Smith on trombone, Tony Jarvis on saxophone. And then with those same guests, we'll hear that night's encore. Pretty massive performance of Susie Greenberg. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you can feel the love from Sharon's voice. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. you stretched out in room 1009, with a smile on your face and a tear right in your eye. Oh, couldn't seem to get a line on you, my sweet honey love. Bourbon jewelry jangling down the street, making bloodshot eyes at every woman that you meet. Oh, couldn't seem to get high on you, my sweet honey love. Thank you.
Just